Okay, and welcome to the first of three sessions looking at Unit 3 on Elizabeth. And it's quite a broad area: finance, economics, and social problems. So we're going to have today's session looking at finance. Economics will be the subject for next week, and then social problems and pulling together types of questions that straddle these areas will be the third session on this. This is just a diagram to show some of the different question areas that you might get. It is not exhaustive, and we're very early in the exam cycle, so we haven't seen exemplar questions apart from one on finance. However, I think there are messages that we can take out of this. You could get a straight question on either finance, economics, or social problems. And you should want that to come up, okay? So, if you look at, in the purple here, inflation was the most serious financial problem. For economics, green, how successfully did Elizabeth deal with the economics problems? You'll notice one's got a named factor there, one hasn't. Or you could get a straight social question. How successful was the Elizabethan approach at dealing with poverty? One thing just to lock away with the social questions, we would make a distinction between the actions of the central government, we wouldn't use the phrase national government, of course, and we would contrast that with the actions of local government, which are probably more effective. In terms of economics and social questions, you need to know the legislation. Yeah, you definitely need to know what laws are saying what about things like enclosure and treatment of the poor laws. The poor with the 1601 poor laws. Okay, if you look at the second tier of these questions, these are what I call micro questions. And this is something that you need to be aware of. This is where it focuses on one aspect of finance, economics, or social problems in more detail. It would seem, as they're bigger areas, finance and economics would probably lend themselves to this more often, although maybe in 5 years' time we'd look back and say that's not the case. Okay, for example, population increase was the most important cause of Elizabethan inflation. That's very much a micro question, and it's asking you to compare different causes of Elizabethan inflation. Equally, if you look in the middle here, slavery was the most successful aspect of Elizabethan trade. Discuss. Okay, so you'd be contrasting that with other developments in trade. And enclosure was the most successful aspect of Elizabethan agrarian policy. With these micro questions, it shows you the level of detail that you want. You might want to do these with two factors, in a lot of detail, or three factors, and that's something that we can come back to. But I just wanted to show you in gold here what I've called these ones that straddle ideas of finance and economics. If you look at the chief examiner's generic comments that I've included above this podcast, you'll see that he argues sometimes there should be just two factors rather than three. And if that's the case, if you're getting a question asking how successful was Elizabeth's financial and economic policy, but it's actually given you both of those. So you really see the difference between super micro and, if you like, super macro there. Yeah? The same is true here. Economic and social policy was a complete failure to discuss. Okay, the point is, finance, economics and social problems. Economics would probably go better with finance and social. Finance and social with probably a bit more of a gap. This is just intended to make you appreciate that there are different types of questions across this course. And that's really all I want to say at this first point.